My bachelorette application. I'm squeezed into my push-up bra and sparkly, ill-fitting dress. I've got the requisite 16 coats of waterproof mascara, black eyeliner, and salmon-colored streaks of hastily applied self-tanner drying down the side of my neck. I'm sucking in my stomach. I've taken 37 Imodium in case my irritable bowels have an adverse reaction to the bag of tacos I hid in my purse and ate in the bathroom while no one was looking. And I've been listening to Katy Perry really, really loudly in the limo on the way over here. I'm about to crush a beer can on my forehead. Let's do this, bro. Are you nominating someone or applying yourself? I'm applying myself. Name, Samantha McKeever Irby. Age, 35-ish, but I could pass for 47 to 52 easily. 60-something if I stay up all night. Gender, passably female. Height, 5'9". Weight, Lane Bryant model, but maybe on her period week. I have significantly large ankles. Occupation. My technical job title is Client Services Director at the Animal Hospital where I've worked since early 2002, which loosely translates to surly phone answerer and unfriendly door opener. I'm pretty lazy, although I am quite good at playing the race card and eating other people's lunches in the break room. What is the next big city near you, and how far is it? Chicago. And it's 0 miles away. I mean, I'm in it right now, doing Chicago things. You know, eating a deep dish pizza while wearing a beat-up Urlacher jersey and sprinkling pieces of the Sears Tower, no real Chicagoan will ever call it the Willis Tower, on top and reading Oprah magazine. Chicago. How did you hear about our search? I have a television, and I do most of my reading while waiting in line to buy diet yogurt at the grocery store. What is your highest level of education? High school, but I took a lot of honors classes. Where were you born? Evanston, Illinois, a suburb along the lake, due north of Chicago, and the birthplace of hella luminaries like Marlon Brando, the Cusacks, Donald Rumsfeld, gross, Bill Murray, Becky Number One from the TV show Roseanne, and possibly Eddie Vedder. At least, I think so. We all believe that the song Elderly Woman in a Small Town is about us, but we have 3 motherfucking Whole Foods. That most certainly qualifies us as a medium town, at the very least. Maybe that dude really is from someplace else. Where did you grow up? Evanston. And I'm still basically there. All the time. Unlike Eddie Vedder, I can't get out. I work there. My doctor is there. And even though I technically live within the Chicago city limits, if I need to go to the supermarket or the movies, I always think of the Evanston ones first. It's a trap. No one ever leaves this place. Not kidding, I see my junior year English teacher at Starbucks every morning, which is down the block from the bagel shop this dude I graduated with just bought. It's gross. I gotta grow the fuck up. Do you have siblings? How old are they? When I was born, my parents were almost 40 and almost 50, which means I have never seen either of them chase a ball, get down on the floor to help construct a Lego set, or run along behind me as I wobbled on a 2-wheeled bike. I have 3 sisters who are currently, brace yourself, 56, 54, and 51 years old. Hilarious. My sister Carmen is going to be 60 real years old in a few years, and that blows my mind. Is your mom even 60 yet? S-I-X-T-Y. Have you ever been arrested, charged, or convicted of a crime of any type? If so, please give details.